Good morning, Exotics Vet. This is Brock speaking. How can I help? Good. Sure, man. Have you been here before? Cool. Is she able to eat at all? Or he able to eat at all now? Or is, can he eat at all or struggling? Yep. Yep. For sure. Is it, yeah, we've been tough. Is it an Avery bird? Yeah, cool. Okay. And does the bird have scissor beak, or is it just like a, like a necrotic sort of tip or anything, or does the beak sort of skewer? Yeah, okay, cool. All right, well, yeah, look, we've definitely got plenty of time today, tomorrow, honestly, probably any day this week, and I'll just look at Saturday as well. We do have times on Saturday, so whatever's best for you, man. Yeah, definitely, sir. Would you prefer like middle of the day to avoid traffic, like say, like 20 past 11 or so? Yeah, I've got a 10 o'clock appointment for you. So, that's right. But just because we... Yeah, no, definitely, that's fine, man. We're both Vanessa and I have our bird memberships as well, like Stacey. So we see him all the time, and we've seen quite a few of them, so. Oh, yeah, cool, man. Yeah, cool. Yeah, not fair enough. Yeah, cool, man. Cool, man. Well, let's have a look. We might have a file here. We have some of the old, maybe some of the old Brighton system, but just what's your name again, sir? Yep. Yep. Okay, Ian. Okay. I don't have you on the system, so I'll just have to add you as a client. So ODEKERKEN. And your first name? Peter. And this is your best phone number ending in 060? 506060. And just your email address, Peter? Yep. Yep. EOSmilly@gmail.com. And then your street address? Perfect. Cool. Perfect, Peter. All right. So, so you said Queen of Bavaria. And was it a hen? Yep. Yeah, cool. Yeah, we see this a lot, which is nice. Which is cool. So, yeah. Which is nice. So, well, yeah, tell me about the bird. So is it a hen or a cock bird? And how old? Hen. And do you know how old she is? 2.5. Cool. Awesome. And do you have a name for her, or is it just Konya? Bugger looks. All right. All right. Well, maybe should I just put bugger on there? Bugger? That'll do. I'll put bugger. Bugger is her name, shall I? Just bugger? I'll put bugger on there. That's all right. Just for our system anyway. I didn't cook. Yep. Nah, it's all good. We can always change it to, you know, leg ring number or microchip number. It's no trouble, really. But, so yeah, we'll look, usually, Peter, we just do like a bit of a health check first. I think that'd be a good option for us. Like, if she needs trims regularly for the next 6 months or so, we don't have to do the health check every time. But we just want to make sure, obviously, her heart's well, you know, everything looks okay from its stance. And definitely, like, you know, probably if you haven't seen birds before, they often have liver disease that causes the beak problems as well. So we can look for signs of that and maybe talk about some testing there too. But if we just want to do the trim, that's totally fine. But we like to just try and be as thorough as we can. So, yeah. Yep. Sure. All right, I'll just do a quick estimate for you, Peter. So big trim and then the anesthetic. So yeah, consultation, big trim, anesthesia, about 365. And then if we did the big trims ongoing, it's about 185 each time. Yeah, that sounds good, Peter. But yeah, if you could just... sure. Well, definitely, if you can just maybe just fast her for an hour or two as well, just so she's empty in the crop. And then that should be fine. But yeah, we'll see you at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Peter. Thanks, mate. Bye.